going into the whole season, can you talk about that last game? How emotional was that? What exactly happened for those of us who weren't there?
Well, it wasn't planned, that's for sure. We weren't going in there saying, oh, we're fighting or whatever. Just an emotional game. We said we were going to go out and play hard for each other, and one thing led to another and kind of got out of hand a little bit. But we stuck together. Darren wasn't happy that one of their guys hit me from the bench, so he stepped in, and I appreciate it. And that's, I think, the type of team we're trying to build, just a good group and a good guys sticking up for each other.
How would you assess overall the first year as captain of the Manitoba Moose?
It was a learning experience. When you have a tough year as a team, I think for me as a captain, it's tough to find the balance between not being too negative and trying to stay positive, but at the same time not being too negative. So it's kind of a you lose five in a row. Okay, how do I approach it today? Do you come in the room and you don't want to go out and practice and be negative or whatnot? But at the same time you can't be joking and laughing. So it's kind of a, for me and for everybody, was a learning curve. And all in all, I think as a leadership group, as older guys, we helped the young guys a lot. I think they learned a lot. It would have been nice to win more games. But like I said, we go in the summer, we learned a lot. There were some good things, and hopefully we come back, the most of us, hopefully in September, and build something good.
The growth of those young guys, especially Kyle and Jack, is that something as a veteran, as a captain, that you sort of take a sense of pride in?
Yeah, you do. I think it's one of the main things. I think you have to be excited for those young guys. You want to see when they went up at the end. Comrie, Jack, Kyle. Obviously, I'm watching the games, and pretty sure most of the guys were watching. And Kyle scores in Jack's first game in Columbus. Eric's first win, and you're just thrilled for those guys, and you want them to succeed. That's for sure.
Same level as kind of like a proud dad watching.
Almost. Honestly, I don't know how dad feels, but. It's, you're pretty proud. Like, you see Kyle score that game and him smiling, and you know that they want to win so bad. They want to make it to the NHL, so obviously you want them to succeed. And seeing the growth they did with us, the work they put in, if they came here and didn't try and didn't care about the guys, and you'd be like, okay, well, I don't want you to succeed. But their attitude and those guys, the way they are in our room, and yes, they want to be in the NHL, but the reality is this year they were with us, and they were happy. They played hard for our team. They were big contributors, and hopefully next year they can make it to the NHL.
Patrice, a big part of Kyle's growth came in a stretch where he played with you and JC. Do you feel like you guys were able to show him a little bit by example about some of the ways that he needed to alter his game to move up?
Well, I don't think Kyle needs a lot of offensive side. I think he has it. I think, like you said, more of a complete game. And I think once it didn't take long. It didn't take once he played a few games. And I try to think that me and JC did help. But at the end of the day, he's a pretty good player, and I think he helped us a lot too. Trying to stay a little younger. And but no, a good player, great kid. Easy to play with, wanted to learn, wanted to get better, watching video. We watched video as a line. When he was wrong, he would be the first one to admit it, and I think that's how and that's why he got better real quick in our league. So, hopefully he can stick with the big club next year.
Patrice, what was this year like for you personally, obviously on an AHL deal? But as a captain in this market with all the youth around you, was this a personally rewarding year? And if so, for what reasons?
Well, the main goal is to make the playoffs and to win. So I guess we failed at that. So kind of frustrating as a captain, first year guy. As a captain, you wanna. So now we don't make the playoffs. I guess you gotta. It was some parts were rewarding, yes. With the young guys, I think we did a good job as a. Not only myself, but the coaching staff. I think talking to those young guys and being really vocal and watching video with them every day. The leadership group. All in all, I think we. The goal is to, at the end of the day, to help the young guys. For me, for myself, it's, yes, to be good on the ice, but also to be a good voice and to help those guys understand and learn how to play and how to be a pro. And I think we did succeed at a certain level, yes.
So in that sense, do you learn something about yourself in a year like this? Maybe different player, different person today than you were 6 months ago?
Yeah. Patience. I think it was some days weren't easy. You're like, why would, like, you know, the young guys come in and you're like, we, like, you know, why would you do this like that? And you try to talk and you try to learn, and sometimes they think, but not only myself, like, we were a pretty good group of older guys with Churchman and Kramer and Straight, Kitchen. So as a group, sometimes we talk and we what's best, you know, like I said earlier, we can't always be negative with them, you know, because it's got to be like a learning curve. Okay, they learn, and but you got to learn, okay, you lose five in a row, but it can't all be fun and games the next day, you know. You got to come to the rink and, like, be mad, you know. So it's but it was fun. It's I learned a lot, and hopefully I can bring the same thing and even more next year. Not making the playoffs, yeah. I was talking to my dad this morning, and he told me, you guys not making the playoff kills hockey for me. And I said, yeah, well, kills it for me too. So it's, you don't want to go home in April, and now we're stuck watching. And because you watch the NHL playoffs, and it's so much fun. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are. That's when you see the old men, like grown men, jumping on the bench. I was watching the Montreal game yesterday, and the guys are jumping and hugging each other. Like, never gets old. So this is what we play for, and we'll be pushing hard next year to make the playoffs for sure.
When you're packing your bag, do thoughts start to kind of creep in? What's next? How much longer can I go?
No, not yet. But now that you talked about it, yeah. But no, not at all, actually. I feel good, healthy. That's obviously the main thing. And hopefully I can come back and keep building on something we started.
Was it different this year playing under an AHL contract compared to previous deals you've had?
Yeah, more stable, I guess. And obviously you want to get called up, and you want to. But once I got the call last year saying, yeah, we won't be. I kind of get it. Like, there's kind of a youth movement and a lot of good young players in our league and in the NHL. So then you got to get over it right away. You can't be, you either adapt or die, I guess. So the quicker you adapt, the quicker you realize what I am, the quicker I realize what I am and what I can bring. And as a leader, as a person, I think that's, it's like I said, adapt or die. So as long as I do that, I think I can keep playing.
Patrice, a lot of the off-season is usually focused on physical training. For you, how do you get better as a leader in the off-season?
Well, I think you just try to think what you did this year or what you didn't do, and just come back. It's tough to become I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I think you just try to build on the things you did. Kind of maybe did want to do better, and but except that, yeah, you just try to stay in shape and obviously come to camp one of the top guys in shape and show the way right away.